Today, we'd like to study the title of flavor in Mark chapter 9, verses 33 up to 50. To online with people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 38, now John answered him, saying, Teacher, we saw someone who does not follow us, casting out demons in your name. And we forbade him because he does not follow us. What is John's problem? Question 2 in verse 42. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. What is Jesus' warning, and where can we apply? Last question, in verses 49 and 50, what are our roles like salt? Jesus taught the second time in this chapter his disciples about his death and resurrection. Last time, Mark chapter 9, verse 31, 32, first time Jesus teaching, for Jesus taught his disciples and said to them, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And after he is killed, or he died, he will rise the third day. That's the first time teaching about Jesus' death and resurrection. But they, or his disciples, did not understand this saying when were afraid to ask him. Why? Because after Peter's previous rebuking Jesus, Peter was rebuked by Jesus in Mark chapter 8, verse 32-33, that's the first time teaching. He spoke this word openly, then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Or Peter scolded Jesus. But when Jesus had turned around and looked at his disciples, Jesus rebuked Peter, saying, Get behind me, Satan, for you are not mindful of things of God, but things of man. So basically Jesus said, Peter tempted Jesus not to obey God the Father's calling to redeem all people. That's why Jesus was killed and resurrection. Jesus was dead and resurrection. Now, who would be the greatest? Verses 33 up to 37. Then Jesus came to Capernaum. Capernaum, which is the headquarters of Jesus' ministry, coming back from Caesarea Philippi, the north side, it is about 50 miles or 85 kilometers from Caesarea Philippi to Capernaum. And when Jesus was in the house, he asked them, What was it you disputed among yourselves on the road? Verse 34, but they kept silent. They didn't answer. But Jesus knows that because Jesus is omniscient. Jesus is God. For on the road, because on the road they, his disciples, had disputed among themselves, who would be the greatest? When Jesus sets up his kingdom. So basically, disciples think the kingdom, which is of the world, not of God, based upon little faith. Two disciples went down on the road of Emmaus. They felt so sad because Jesus was dead on the cross. So third day, they went down on the road of Emmaus. That time Jesus told them, Luke chapter 24, verse 17. And Jesus said to them meaning the two disciples on the road of Emmaus, what kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad? Because the two disciples' little face. So Jesus answered to them, Luke chapter 24, 25, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Here, in the same way, verse 35, little face. And Jesus sat down, called the 12, and said to them, Jesus knew what they talked about. They disputed among themselves. If anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. The path to greatness in the kingdom of God, not in the kingdom of the world, is the path of service. For example, Jesus washing his disciples' feet, John chapter 13, verse 13 to 15. You call me teacher and the Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Showing the path to righteousness is the path of service in the kingdom of God, not of the world. Verse 36, then Jesus took a little child and set him in the midst of them, among them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said to them, we have received one of these little children in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me, or God the Father. Children ministry is not less important than adult ministry. For example, most of people are converted to Christianity under 19 ages. Also here, little children, like humble ones or helpless ones. So he is our neighbor whom we should love as ourselves. Now Jesus forbids division from verses 38 up to 41. Now John answered him saying, teacher or master, we saw someone who does not follow us here, does not follow us rather than Jesus, casting out demons in your name, in Jesus' name. So, which means they follow Jesus but don't follow his disciples. Matthew chapter 12, verse 30. Jesus, who is not Jesus said, he who is not with me is not with Jesus, is against me, is against Jesus. And he who does not gather with me, does not gather with Jesus, scatters abroad. So substance is of Jesus, not over Jesus' followers. So here, we saw someone who does not follow us rather than Jesus casting out demons in your name. So they cast out demons in Jesus' power. And we forbid him because he does not follow us rather than Jesus. So verse 39, Jesus said, do not forbid him, do not stop him. Because no one who works a miracle in my name, which means in Jesus' power, can soon afterwards speak evil over me. He is the follower of Jesus. As long as people follow Jesus to seek his kingdom, we should cooperate with them not competing with them due to differences or variety. Verse 41, for whoever gives you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, or you as his disciple is his servant, or his representative, assuredly, I say to you, he will by no means, or he will never lose his reward. The donor's reward adds to the fruit by the disciples' ministry. Matthew chapter 10, verse 42, also Matthew describes it. He who is not with me against, 10:42. Whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, surely I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. Then Jesus warns of stumbling, verses 42 up to 48. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me, here these little ones meaning one in little faith, to stumble, stumble meaning to block, to enter into the kingdom of God or to enter eternal life. That's indicated in verses 45 and 47. So, it would be better for him if a millstone is a heavy stone, were hung around his neck, thrown into the sea. So seriousness, that's a figurative description rather than a literal one. So we as Christians can apply two ways. Number one, in what we as evangelists. Evangelists meaning simply share gospel with the non-believers. That's evangelists. Also pastors or teachers. Teachers are simply teaching a lady born again Christian to be spiritually mature, just like the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Teachers or examples during our life, to non-Christians or the weak Christians. So in what we as evangelists, teachers or examples do, that's the first case we can apply. Number two, second case, in what we do in our Christian fellowship, that is like a local church or a group of born-again Christians. So here, motive to work is always, should be, agape love. For example, in the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, not like a motive for flesh to compete without to please himself, no such thing. So careful of judgment, Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 to 5, judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? So your fault much bigger. Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye? And look, a plank is in your own eye. Hypocrite. First, remove the plank from your own eye, or examine by yourself first. Then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Then you can discern. Romans chapter 14, verse 1. Here, this case is receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to dispute over doubtful things. This one, in this context, a certain weak Christian who does not eat meat offered to idols,
Because we Christians believe that the eating the meat offered to idols, having fellowship with idols. So in that case, you do not dispute or criticize the weak Christians. So that is receive their weak faith status. Also, Romans chapter 15, verses 1 and 2 said, "We then who are strong," which means strong in faith, "should bear with the scruples of the weak," which means we should bear the weak Christians in faith, "and not to please ourselves." So don't criticize weak Christians in the point of view weak faith item. "Let each of us please his neighbor for his good." So this case, weak Christians certain do good thing, that time to please him, which meaning points out his good point. Yeah, you have a good deed, good deed to give a certain charity to certain the poor person or like that. So please his neighbor for his good. What's the purpose? Leading to edification. So to edify meaning building up to the body of Christ. So in that purpose, you may give a please him or her for his good or her good. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 11 to 13. This is a case of the serious sin cases. "But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother." So don't have a fellowship with a certain Christian who is a sexually immoral, sexual immorality case, covetous case, or an idolater, or a reviler and slanderer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner like the cheater for the lucrative purpose, "not even to eat with such a person." So don't have a fellowship with those named Christian, because "what have I to do with judging those also who are outside?" So this is disciple Paul, don't judge outside the people which are non-Christian, but do you not judge those who are inside. So in this case, disciple judged inside, meaning the named Christian who committed a serious sin, such as sexual immorality, covetous, idolatrous kind of thing. But those who are outside, God judges. Therefore, put away from yourselves the evil person, the named Christian, who commit a serious sin. So here, verse 43 up to 48, here, "a member of a body causes you to sin." Jesus said, "cut it off. First the hand, second foot, third eye." This is Jesus' teaching, spiritual teaching, not literal teaching. For example, Origen, the early theologian in about 200 AD, castrated himself for lust, but he still lusted later. So therefore, this teaching not ritual, but spiritual or figurative teaching. Verses 43, "if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life," which means enter into eternal life or everlasting life, maimed meaning you lost one hand, in that case a handicap, that's a maim, "rather than having two hands, to go to hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched." So this is how indicates Gehenna rather than Hades. Revelation chapter 14, verse 11, "and the smoke of their torment ascend forever and ever, not quenched place that's called Gehenna in the Greek word. So, Jesus teach cut off your hand in this case? Anything else in this world is not more important than eternal life or to enter into the kingdom of God, verse 47. So that's why Jesus is the most important thing during this physical life to enter the kingdom of God or eternal life. Verse 44, where their worms does not die and the fire is not quenched, unquenched place, Gehenna. Verse 44, if your food causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life, enter eternal life, lame, rather than having two feet to be cast into hell, or Gehenna, the Greek word, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Verse 47, and if your eye causes you to sin, flick it off. It is better for you to enter to the kingdom of God. Here, to enter the kingdom of God rather than to enter life. So, to enter eternal life, the same meaning as enter to the kingdom of God with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Now, verses 49-50, tasteless salt is useless. Here, everyone will be seasoned with fire. Here, seasoned with fire, the function purifier. For example, it burns out dross from gold, leaving pure gold. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 and 13. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7, but the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire again, fire may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So fire is the function purify, so your faith becomes stronger. Also, salt also purifies function. For example, wash vegetables with salt, so all dross coming down. Also, 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 21. Then he meaning Elisha, went out to the source of the water and cast in the salt there and said, thus says the Lord, I have healed this water. This water become pure from dirt water. From it there shall be no more death or barrenness. So the salt function, first one, purifier. So Christian life in purity purifies the society or the world from dirt world. So then every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt. So this is a function, a preservative against decay. Leviticus chapter 2, verse 13, King James Version. And every oblation or offering of your meat offering shall you season with salt, neither shall you suffer the salt of the covenant of your God to be lacking from your meat offering. With all your offerings, you shall offer salt. So salt is put in on meat, preventing decay or bacteria contamination. So Christians protect the society or world from decay, immorality, violence, or evil influences. Verse 15, salt is good, but the salt loses its flavor. But King James Version, saltiness. So, how would you season it? Have a salt in yourselves and have a peace with one another. So Christian life, Christian influences a flavor to people. Here, peace is an example of flavor. So Christians influence to the people, such as peace, joy, love, hope, and so on. For example, oats without salt, that is a tasteless oats, or flat, or tasteless. So one example, Hassan, the Muslim missionary in Europe, was influenced with smiling Christians in a local underground church. So he became a Christian. So smiling Christian, that is an example of a flavor of a Christianity. So let's see each question answer in verse 38. Now John answered him, saying, Teacher, we saw someone who does not follow us casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow us. What is John's problem? John's problem is basically they followed Jesus, not following his disciples. So therefore, as long as the people follow Jesus to seek or to build up the kingdom of God, we should cooperate, not competing with them because of differences or variety. That is Jesus' main teaching. Question 2 in verse 42, but whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. What is Jesus' warning? Jesus' warning, we shouldn't stumble to other people, not to enter everlasting life or not to enter the kingdom of God. So that's a warning. So where can we apply? We can apply, we as a Christian, Christians first is evangelists or teachers or examples to other people, the block into the kingdom of God. So in that case, number one case. Number two, in a Christian fellowship, we should be to example each other, not like a serious commit of a sin such as sexual immorality or there is a bad word, idolatrous and so on. Take two cases that we can apply. The last question in verses 49-50, what are our laws like salt? Number one, purifier. So we should purify the home, the world, the society, community, and so on. Number two, preservative. We should protect the society from decay or violence or evil influences, like the preservative function. Last one, flavor function. We influence flavor, such as peace, joy, love, to the people. So three influences. Let's sing song all together, the last song, the page.